could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. Stuart Armstrong signs a 4-year deal at Southampton. That's as Ryan Christie says he's returning to Celtic not to make up the numbers. Could Kenny Miller be set for his first managerial role at Livingston? And VAR continues to dominate the headlines at the World Cup after another controversial night in Russia. I'm Ronnie Charters and tonight delighted to be joined by Mr. Roger Hanna. Yeah, Roger, how are we?
Not bad, Ronnie. Already is beginning to feel that the domestic season is slowly getting towards us. Rangers preparing to come back from Spain tomorrow. Celtic now out in Austria. The draw for the first of the cup competitions today. The big kickoff will be upon us before we know.
Exactly. All that to come tonight, plus the chance for you to grab yourselves £5,000 in time for the new season. Every weeknight from 6 till 7 is where you'll find us with a chance to come on air and answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. Plenty of time to get involved. Finals week starts on the 23rd of July. To get on that leaderboard for finals week, though, you have to get a score of 6 at the moment inside 30 seconds. We have 3 people now, Roger, setting the pace at the top. David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and they were both joined by Teddy McCutcheon from Barrhead last week. If you think you can do better than a 6 or even a 7, then why don't you get involved? Head to Clyde1.com where you'll find all the information and instructions you need to register, or head to our Twitter at ClydeSSB. Look at our pinned tweet and you'll find all the information there. And Roger, we're now getting to the point where we've got a month to go until finals week. If you want to get involved, you got to be quick, because these weeks will tumble by, as you were saying.
And listen, the 3 boys who are on 7 look nailed on at the moment.
Yeah, I think
don't
so.
They, because it's harder than people think. They come on and 6 and 7 doesn't sound an awful lot inside 30 seconds, but you need to get that little bit of momentum going at the start, Ronnie.
0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved in tonight's show, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB as well. But Roger, let's start with the breaking news in the last hour, and that is that Stuart Armstrong has completed his move to Southampton on a 4-year deal. The midfielder joins for a fee in the region of £7 million, which could indeed rise even further. But earlier on, we caught up with Celtic captain Scott Brown to hear his thoughts on the Armstrong transfer.
Yeah, Stuart's been fantastic for the club since he's came in for Dundee United, and especially 2 seasons ago, he was fantastic. And the manager's first season came in, but we wish Stuart all the best, and if it does go through, and he's a fantastic player, and he knows how much I think of him, and he'll be a big miss at this club. Played Champions League against some of the top quality players all over the world, and some of them are in England herself, and we've played Man City and we drew home and away, so Stuart played in those games as well, so I'm sure he'll be relishing the chance to play against them, to have a chance showing what he can do down in England as well.
Roger, we'll get an update from Austria from our reporter Andrew McLean in a moment, but your thoughts on the move of Stuart Armstrong to go down to Southampton and where you think that'll lead?
Well, it's a deal that looks as if it's been in the cards for a while. I suspected it might actually have gone through last summer. Southampton were interested in Stuart then. He decided to commit to a new deal at Celtic. At this stage, he had 1 year to go, and he's never hidden that desire to go down south. And I think it's probably a deal that suits everybody. Celtic have got a decent sum in for a player who had 12 months left in his contract, Ronnie. Southampton have got a good player, and Stuart has got the move down south that he wanted, and it's now up to him to grab that opportunity. We're not well enough off for good players that we can afford to lose one down in the English Premier League. So from a Scotland point of view, from an Alec McLeish point of view, I think we should all hope that Stuart can go down and do as well at Southampton as the likes of Fraser Foster, Virgil van Dijk, Victor Wanyama, Stephen Davis did before him.
Well, speaking to Southampton earlier today, Stuart Armstrong said, "Southampton seems a really good fit for me. Watching from afar, I really enjoy the attractive football that they play, and I'm very happy to be here every season. I put demands on myself to create and score goals. I hope going forward for me, that will be the same this term at St Mary's. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone, and I'm very excited to get started. It's a 4-year contract. There will be a lot to learn, and I want to hit the ground running." Roger, on the transfer fee itself, surprised at £7 million, or we understand it to be that in that area of £7 million, is that something that you were surprised at, or good business for Celtic?
Listen, no, it's good business for Celtic, because had they let Stuart Armstrong's contract dwindled down to January time. He could have signed a pre-contract and effectively gone for nothing, Ronnie. So it's good business for a player for whom they paid only £2 million when he arrived from Dundee United. And you look at the money that swirls around the game in England, £7 million is not a huge sum of money for Southampton to be paying for a player who you would suspect will go straight into Mark Hughes' first team next season.
Well, let's go to Austria. Celtic began their pre-season training camp today as they prepare to take on Alice Kert of Armenia in the first round of the Champions League on the 10th of July. Our reporter Andrew McLean is in their training camp with the team at the moment. Let's catch up with him on day one of the Celtic training camp.
Yes, guys, it's day one of Celtic's training camp here, and the players, they've been put through their paces with a double session, but there's no surprise there, though, with the games coming thick and fast. 3 in 10 days, with the first of those tomorrow. I was watching training today, and along with the usual faces, there was plenty of youngsters, as well as fringe players, and those that I have returned from loan out there with the squad. One of those is Ryan Christie, who I was speaking to earlier, and he's hoping he can break into the Celtic first team this season.
It's good, obviously just arrived, but I think we're all settled in already. Training session this morning was good, and then back at this afternoon, so yeah, I think everybody's just kind of excited to kind of get your head down for the week and work hard and get the most out of it.
How does it feel to be back at Celtic? Obviously you've had your loan spells at Aberdeen. How does it feel to be back at the club?
Really good, yeah. It was obviously a bit strange after about 18 months. The first day back, seeing everyone again was nice, but it's good. I feel like I've kind of settled in now, and it doesn't really feel like I've left, to be honest, and obviously everyone and all the players and that are brilliant. So I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed the first few training sessions, so hoping to kind of build on that now.
I think there'll be a bit of a competitive atmosphere in the camp, because there's, you know, the likes of yourself, the likes of Lewis Morgan, Scott Allen, people that, you know, hadn't played for Celtic last season but are now vying to get those places in the squad.
I think there's always going to be a competitive side to the squad. I think in any squad, that's probably what you're looking for, to get the best out of each other. So it's definitely a positive thing. You know, everybody fighting for places, that's how you want it, to hopefully bring the best out of everyone else. So it's good. It's good. Training's been good. So hopefully when the matches come, they'll be good as well.
What are your ambitions for this season? Because obviously having been out on loan, do you feel that this is the season you can kick on and become a Celtic regular?
Yeah, definitely. That's a plan. Obviously, coming back after the summer, that's all that my mind's kind of been set on, was just kind of doing as well as I can in pre-season, hopefully, you know, proving to the manager that I'm good enough to play here. So that's what I've got in my head. Obviously, it's down to me now to work hard and impress.
Have you had a chat with the manager about what his plans are for you this season, or is it more a case of having to prove yourself?
Yeah, I think just now I just have to prove myself. Obviously, just been in about a week now, so obviously a couple more weeks of pre-season, and then I'll wait and see where we are. But like I said, it's down to me. I need to work hard and hopefully prove to him that I'm good enough to stay here.
Well, he certainly sounds determined to become a regular under Brendan Rodgers, but there's a lot of competition for places in that Celtic midfield, and you'd expect that there is still plenty of business to be done in the transfer window. It's exactly 2 weeks today that Celtic face Alice Kert in Armenia in the Champions League first qualifying round, but they've got lots to get through before that, and I'll be giving you the latest here from Austria throughout the week.
Thank you to Andrew McLean in Austria. Roger, your thoughts on Ryan Christie? Because I suppose it could be a difficult one for Celtic, because so well at Aberdeen last season, coming into the Celtic squad, you know, Lewis Morgan, you've got Scott Sinclair there. How do you see this one fitting this season?
Well, it's not a difficult one for Celtic. It could be a difficult one for Ryan Christie because he has to dislodge Tom Rogic, who has just been given a 5-year contract and has shown in his time at Celtic under Brendan Rodgers that he can be the man for a big occasion. He scored goals in cup finals, he scored goals in Old Firm games, and clearly he is the first choice for that number 10 role, if you like, behind the centre forward. So Ryan Christie will have his work cut out to try and dislodge Tom. Where else could he fit into the team? Difficult to see him dislodging, you know, one of the wide players either. So having shown at Aberdeen last season, it really is, it's going to be a big challenge for him to get a regular start in this Celtic team.
We'll come back to Celtic topic in a minute, but for the first time this evening, let's welcome on our first contestant on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our first contestant of the evening is David Irving, a Rangers fan from Erskine. David, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you very much. So your thoughts on the £5,000 fan? Have you been playing along at home? How have you been getting on?
Not too bad. I've not quite reached the 7, but well, trying my best tonight.
You tried a 6 yet? Have you got a 6?
I've got six, but oh, number seven.
Now, Roger, he's set the bar pretty high tonight.
Yep, go for it. So it is a six or seven tonight.
So it's a six required to get on the leaderboard at the moment anyway. David, 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or even have a wee guess, you never know, you could get it right. And it's a six that's required. All right with that, David?
Yeah, good with that.
Good man, then let's begin. Which English footballer is reportedly on the verge of joining DC United?
Pass.
Who finished top of Group B at the World Cup?
Speed.
Which decade of the 20th century did Falkirk win the Scottish Cup for the second time?
60s.
Which country did England face in their final group match?
Belgium.
Max Gradle has left which Premier League club for French side Toulon?
Pass.
Which League Two side will Celtic Colts face in the first round of the Challenge Cup?
Pass.
Who scored Portugal's opening goal in their draw with Iran?
Quaresma.
Quaresma. All right. Roger, give us your analysis.
Well, the analysis is it's probably easier doing it at home when you're listening to the radio than it is when you're actually facing the questions fired at you from your good self, Ronnie.
Would you agree with that, David?
Absolutely.
Okay, how do you think you did yourself? Are you a bit disappointed?
I think I've only got four out of that.
Oh, really? Okay, then. Let's go through them. First question to start us off then. Which English footballer is reportedly on the verge of joining DC United? It is Roger Hannah.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney from Everton. So not the best start, however.
No, not at all.
Who finished top of Group B at the World Cup after a chaotic game or couple of games last night in Group B? It was correct in your answer, David. It was indeed Spain who topped the group with Portugal coming second. So that a good second question for you there. Which decade? Ugh, it's a tough one, this one, Roger. No doubt you'll probably know it right enough. What decade of the 20th century did Falkirk win the Scottish Cup for the second time? Roger Hannah.
When Falkirk won the cup for the second time. 30s?
50s. Oh. The 1950s. So unfortunately, not correct. David, which country do England face in their final group match? It is indeed Belgium. Well done, that should be interesting to see. Max Gradle has left, which Premier League club for French team Toulon? It was Bournemouth. Another difficult question from the man who makes up these questions. Which League Two side will Celtic Colts face in the first round of the Challenge Cup? The draw took place this afternoon. The answer is Roger Hannah.
An Athletic
will face Celtic Colts in the first round. So again, not correct, unfortunately, David, but they managed to get the last one in there. Who scored Portugal's opening goal in their draw with Iran? A lovely finish it was indeed by Ricardo Quaresma. So, finished off well. Let's go through them. It was a one, a two, it was a three. Unfortunately, David, not enough to get you on the leaderboard. A very good effort indeed. We thank you for playing. David Irving, a Rangers fan from Erskine, with a score of three. Not enough, however, to get you on the leaderboard. It's a six or a seven. If you think you can do better than David, then go to Clyde1.com to register. Roger, not the best start of the night. Hopefully for something better later on.
It's just, it's difficult. You know, when you come on, the questions get fat, thick and fast. If you don't get that good start, you can quite often trip yourself up. So just focus, try and get the first one right, and it could just all happen for you.
Let's squeeze in a call before we go to the break. Alec, Celtic fan. Alec, Stuart Armstrong left this evening. 4-year deal to Southampton. Your thoughts on it?
Oh, a tremendous bit of business for Celtic. Peter Lawwell pulling out the bag again. £7 million, 12 months left his contract. Can't complain at that. Obviously, I think the last time I spoke to you, Roger, you says to have a wee eye out for the newspaper the next day, the Gordon Edward deal. Any more scoops for the paper tomorrow?
I'm sorry, Alec, I've nothing quite as exciting for you tomorrow, but listen, the money in for Armstrong more than covers the down payment for Edward. So as you say, it's a good bit of financial business for Celtic, but I'm quite sure your good self and other Celtic supporters will now be asking the question, aye, but who's going to replace Stuart Armstrong in the squad?
Obviously, I think even this early on, Roger, I think the Celtic team picks itself for next season. I know that Europe's a different entity altogether, you know what I mean? But regards to domestic form, you know, the talk with Bayata, you know, if he signs his new contract, we've got five centre-halves. Now, I would be very comfortable going in to any game with two out of that permutation of five. The midfield, possibly bring the boy McGinn in, and then the forward line, because Christie's back. We've just with the boy Lewis Morgan, and then obviously Edwards. We'll get three signings straight away for this season. You know what I mean?
You say the team picks itself. A lot of the callers will say, yes, it does. But is there depth there? Is there depth below that team? Is there, you know, if something was to happen with Armstrong gone, if something was to happen to, say, Olivier Ncham, Callum McGregor, even Scott Brown turned 33 yesterday, you know, how many seasons can he play as many games to such a high standard as he has been playing, Alec? Is there enough depth to go with the strength?
Well, I mean, you look at their bench in any given game last season, you know, any team in the Scottish Premiership would have been envied at the riches that we've got in the bench. I'm not saying for us to stand still, but obviously Brendan's still trying to trim the squad down. I believe, you know, if we could get another two bits of real quality business in, I would be more than delighted to go in Europe and domestic again next season.
Where would you target, Alec? Because a lot of Celtic callers come on the show and they say Celtic need a centre-half. You say you're happy with the centre-halves. Where do you think Celtic need to strengthen?
Well, obviously, you know, the midfield, as you say, you know, for me, if we could go and get the boy McGinn, I would be delighted. So that's one of the positions. And then, you know, if we could get another quality wide player, because we've got Edward, Dembele and Griffiths. They boys, if you can fling balls into their boxes, 9 out of 10, the boys get in the back of the net. So McGinn and a quality wide player for me.
Are the quality wide players not there though? I mean, is it a case of Celtic need to get more from Scott Sinclair than they did last season? Forrest played well. Roberts is gone now. Do they need someone to come in and push Forrest the way Roberts did last season? Because you wonder if James Forrest's excellent form was perhaps down to the fact that he was looking over his shoulder at Patrick Roberts a lot of the time.
Thank you to Alec in Parkhead for that. We'll be back after the break with more on Celtic, as well as that we'll get an update on Motherwell and Cedric Kiepre after they turned down a bid from Hull City. That's all coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly.
Roger Hannah joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. Just to recap you on the breaking news coming to us in the last hour, Stuart Armstrong has completed his move to Southampton on a 4-year deal, and Stevie, a Celtic fan in Paisley, is rather happy with that news. Stevie, how are you this evening?
Great, Ronnie. How's yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. As I just queued you up there, your thoughts on this Armstrong deal then?
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Stevie.
Obviously, you know how passionate about Celtic's business. I just think that the way they conduct themselves again is just impeccable. That bit of business is nothing short of remarkable on a guy that's on his last year of his contract. It's just, as a fan, it's just the fact that we can let someone go and get £7 million, it just shows the strength and depth in our squad. And I'm a very pleased Celtic man, but obviously I'm into your mince tonight, Roger. I just want to know, have you heard anything in the background about possible replacements, in particular in the centre-half department?
No, not at the minute. I was fascinated, actually. There was quotes from Brendan Rodgers came out last week. I think he did an interview on Celtic TV, and he made a point saying there are some Celtic fans wouldn't be happy unless Billy McNeil was back at centre-half. So I get the impression that the manager is getting a little bit irked by all these people telling him that he needs to sign a centre-half. He seemed happy last season with Agier and Boyata. They seem to emerge as a preferred pairing ahead of Simunovic, ahead of Beaton when Beaton get injured. Young Jack Henry's in the shake-up as well. Marvin Kompers seems fit and is away to the pre-season training camp in Austria. So to answer your question, no, we're not really aware of any new central defensive targets at all. And it will be interesting to see, because yeah, I'm sure there will be more new signings before the season kicks off. It'll be interesting to see what areas of the team the manager prioritises, because so many callers, Stevie, talk about centre-half and right-back, but, you know, quite often he looks further up the team.
Certainly, and obviously, for once, you see the true potential of Boyata. He's in a fantastic team there, and it obviously proves if you're playing with kind of world-class players, it makes you a better player, I think, in yourself. It doesn't look out of place in that team. And you're talking about a team there that could go all the way to the World Cup final. That would obviously increase his quota around Europe, which would be good for us. But obviously, I've no doubt Brendan's got that in mind. If there is serious bids on the table, then I'm sure he would have somebody lined up. But no, I agree. But I just think we lack a wee bit of pace and a wee bit of experience in the back there.
Is that something, Stevie, that maybe concerns you ahead of these Champions League qualifiers, 4 in total eight consecutive weeks as well. You're going to need a strength and depth to that squad, as Roger alluded to earlier on. Is that something that maybe worries you, that they're not investing enough?
I'm not worried just now. I don't want to obviously forecast any catastrophes as of yet, but I'm assuming the first and second rounds hopefully will take care of themselves. I would imagine we should be of a standard where we should be beating these teams. It's when it gets to August and the season's up and running, I'll feel a wee bit more either at ease or a wee bit more kind of worried in the fact that if we've not signed the particular players that we were looking for. But no, I trust Brendan, I trust the Celtic management team, the board, to do their business. I would love to see a big name player come in. Effectively, we've got Edouard for nothing. That's the way I'm kind of looking at it. You've got one of the top European strikers on board, and effectively, as far as I'm concerned, we've got him for nothing, you know. So.
I don't think the thing these guys take them so far granted. I think this is the first I've been on the show, Ronnie, since the draw was made.
I think
the draw was very harsh on Celtic. I know the qualifying criteria has been redrawn with the four qualifying rounds and different teams in and different paths, etc. I looked at a sort of nightmare scenario for Celtic ahead of the draw, and I thought, just to travel to Armenia, the heat in Armenia, one of my colleagues was there a couple of years ago with St Johnson, said the place was a furnace, it's horrible to play in. So Celtic have to overcome that very early in the summer, then potentially Rosenborg. You know, you can't take any of these games for granted.
No, you can't. You can't. And you know, I trust Brendan. I trust the players that they can go and do a job. Because bear in mind, we're going to these places, but they've still to come itself.
And it's horrible for Celtic having to play games of such importance so early in the season.
As well as that, Roger, with these ties, they can only get, you know, more difficult. You look at the further and you look at Legia Warsaw. Yeah.
As you rightly say, Ronnie, eight successive midweeks. It's a horrible schedule the clubs now have to take on. You know, there's scope for injuries early in the season. Guys might not be 100% fit. We touch on Bayata. You know, Bayata won't be there. If Belgium go, as Stevie says, to a semi-final or a final of this World Cup, which is perfectly within them, but Bayata won't be back at Celtic until, you have to think, early August. Michael Lustig, Sweden are still in the competition. You know, he might not be back for a period of time as well. So all of these things add to the pressure for Brendan Rodgers. Yes, if Celtic play the way we all know they can, they'll get past Alash Kelton. They'll probably get past Rosenborg as well. But as you say, it doesn't get any easier. And really, the cards are stacked against teams from Scotland in these European campaigns, European qualifiers, like never before.
Just looking at today's World Cup results then, Roger, Tom Rogic now out of the World Cup. Good news for Celtic to get him back in time.
It's disappointing for Tom. I think Australia, when you look at some of the players they've got, I think they're guilty of underachieving in this World Cup. I was really surprised that they went out with such a whimper against Peru today, because had they won and Denmark had lost to France, there was still that chance that they could have got to the last 16, and they just didn't perform today. And, you know, Tom Rogic will come back really disappointed. When you look through the team, you know, Mark Ryan in goal has done so well for Brighton. The likes of Aaron Moy from Huddersfield, Mila Jedinak, they've got quality players through the team. You know, Matthew Leckie out wide, and they just didn't play, Ronnie.
Okay, let's pause that for a moment, then let's go to our second contestant of the evening on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our second contestant is Mr. Richard Gibson from Cumbernauld, who's a Dunfermline fan. Richard, how are you this evening?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, how are you? And your thoughts on Dunfermline ahead of this new season, then a couple of new signings in already?
Yeah, I think we've seen them a couple of strikers that have challenged for the title.
Yeah. And playing along at the £5,000 fan at home, how have you been getting on? Is your sporting general knowledge good?
Didn't do great the last time.
No, okay. Let's hopefully these questions are a bit more kind to you, Richard. Let's run you through the rules again very quickly before we start. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or move on, or even have a guess. You never know, it could be right. And the aim of the game is to get a 6 at the moment to get you on the leaderboard. A 7 ties you, and an 8, you go top of the leaderboard. You okay with that then, Richard?
Yep, fine.
Good man. Then if you're ready, then let's begin. Who are the current holders of the Challenge Cup?
Inverness.
What area of Glasgow did Partick Thistle play in?
Maryhill.
Which German dominated the ladies' singles at Wimbledon from the late 80s to the mid-90s?
Essegrass.
What was the final score between Spain and Morocco last night?
2-2.
Brown Ferguson's the current manager of which newly promoted Scottish League One team?
Aho.
Tom Finney played 433 games for which English club?
Fulham.
Which championship team will Rangers Colts face in the Challenge Cup?
Falkirk.
Roger Hanna's nodding and with an impressed.
That was a decent effort. A decent effort, Ronnie.
Okay.
Well done, Richard.
Yeah, Richard. How do you think you fared there? Not too bad now.
I think I got four.
Oh, right. Okay. Let's go through them then. Suppose a decent one to start us off, Roger, I suppose. Who are the current holders of the Challenge Cup?
Yeah, Inverness Caledonian.
Inverness Caledonian Thistle, John Robertson's side. And we'll talk about the Challenge Cup in a minute. We'll get the draw. But that was a good start for you. And then again, not a bad second question to get the ball rolling as well. What area of Glasgow do Partick Thistle play in? Mary Hill, 2 out of 2. Bit of a curveball with the old tennis. Which German dominated the ladies' singles at Wimbledon from the late 80s to the mid-90s?
Yeah, Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf it was. 3 out of 3. What was the final score between Spain and Morocco last night?
2-2.
2-2. And he's on a roll. It's 4 out of 4 for Richard. Great start so far. And then we sort of hit the more difficult questions, if you want to put it that way. Brown Ferguson is the current manager of which newly promoted Scottish League One side? The answer is
Stenhouse Muir.
It's Stenhouse Muir, unfortunately, Richard, so not correct there. Tom Finney played 433 games for which English club? You said Fulham. Is he correct?
Preston North End.
It's Preston North End, unfortunately, so that's 2 wrong on the bounce. And which championship team will Rangers Colts face in the Challenge Cup this evening? He said Falkirk. The answer,
I think it is Falkirk, isn't it?
You're correct. It is Falkirk. So you did better than you thought, Richard. Let's count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4. It was a 5. You were just that one away. If you knew Brown Ferguson was the manager of Stenhouse Muir, you'd be in the money with in the chance with getting the money for £5,000. But unfortunately, not enough on this occasion, Richard. But very thanks to you for playing along. And again, you got off to a great start. That 4 on the bounce, you think to yourself, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you get a bit of momentum going, always say, Ronnie, you get a good start, you can get yourself in a roll, and anything's possible.
So if you want to get involved in our £5,000 fan competition, it's very easy to do so. 0141 951 1025 will get you on the show. But to get you onto the £5,000 fan, you have to go to Clyde1.com or go to @ClydeSSB on Twitter. Look at our pinned tweet and you'll find all the information there. Roger, I want to move on to another bit of breaking news today that's coming out of Fir Park with Motherwell. The club, we understand, have rejected a bid from Hull City for defender Cedric Kiepre and what we understand it to be way below the evaluation that they hold for the player. Your thoughts on this one?
I think Scottish Premiership managers will be getting thoroughly fed up with Hull City because in the last transfer window they had 3 bids rejected for Scott McKenna. Yeah. I think Nigel Adkins must now be looking up here for central defenders. They've targeted Kiepre, and I don't know whether it's a tactic deployed by Hull when they try and buy players, but they seem to go in low and then edge up and edge up and edge up. It didn't work for Scott McKenna because Aberdeen resisted all 3 offers that came in. Motherwell have resisted this. It seems to me there's quite a large gap between what Hull have initially offered and what might tempt Motherwell. The lad's only 21, 22 years of age. He actually, despite coming in last summer, he signed 2 contract extensions during the course of the season, and it shows how highly rated he was by Stephen Robinson, if not highly rated by Ryan Jack or Scott Brown. So it'll be interesting to see. There's a long, long way between now and the transfer window closing. Interested to see if Hull come back in.
Shows you that the recruitment at Motherwell, though, and the job that Stephen Robinson done, you know, he's already signed, 5 or 6 players so far.
Yeah, absolutely. And it works for him. He's gone back down to the lower leagues in England. He's brought in, you know, the likes of Liam Donnelly, centre half, Daniel Johnson, the striker. He's gone back and got a guy we all know, Aaron Taylor Sinclair, former Thistle player down south. The goalie's in from Walsall. So, you know, it's a tried and trusted recruitment method that served Stephen Robinson well. Because he took Motherwell to 2 domestic cup finals for the first time in 60 odd years. And despite not making the top 6, you really could say it was another successful season for Motherwell. So they now need to build. And one of the key people they would want to build the team around is Cedric Kiepre. So fascinating to see whether he's still a Motherwell player when they kick off the new season.
I suppose the one, you know, sort of difficult thing for Stuart Robertson is the way the club are. And he'll admit it himself, you know, they are a selling club. There gets to a point where those prize assets, when the valuation goes or when the bids come in for so high, they just can't hold on to them.
No, but there's no shame in that. You know, they sold Louis Moult to Preston North End in January, and they turned around and managed to recruit Curtis Mayne to replace him. Terrific piece of business. He did really, really well for them. If they can continue to do that, and Alan Burrows doesn't hide away from the fact that for Motherwell to survive and prosper, they need cup runs. They need to be able to sell probably a player, if not every window, Ronnie, certainly every year. And Molt was the one that went in January. If Capri's the one that goes in the summer, then it'll allow them to pay back the debts to the former owners, John Boyle and Les Hutchison, and it will allow Stephen Robinson finally just maybe a little bit more scope to bring in players at a slightly higher market.
0141 951 1025 is the number you need to get involved, or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. We'll be back after the break. We'll discuss the links between Kenny Miller and the Livingston job as they look to replace David Hopkirk in the Premiership role. As well as that, we'll be discussing another controversial night at the World Cup as VAR rears its head again. All that's coming up after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly. Com.
Roger Hannah joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 Fan. And Roger, let's move on to another sort of report or speculation with David Hopkin and his replacement at Livingston after he did not renew his contract at the Tony Macaroni Stadium. And the one man, I suppose, that all fingers are pointing at the moment is Kenny Miller. Bring us up to speed with the timeline as of what's going on. Well, your thoughts on this one?
My understanding is Kenny's in talks with Livingston over a 2-year contract to become player manager. There's still a bit of negotiation to be done. I would say he's probably front runner for the job at the minute, and people will look upon it perhaps and say, oh, he doesn't have experience. But for me, he does have quite a lot of experience. He's now 38 years of age. If you look down south, there are a lot of managers younger than Kenny Miller down south. I think Bradford, who interviewed David Hopkin nicely for their job, ended up appointing Michael Collins at the age of 32. So when you look at it like that, Kenny's got a wealth of experience. 70 caps for Scotland, something like that. All his time at Rangers, his time at Celtic, his time down south. So Kenny Miller will go into management probably sooner rather than later, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was Livingston. Big job. They've come up, they've lost a few players, there's a lot of recruitment to be done, but everybody's got to start somewhere. And I don't think it's a challenge that would particularly faze Kenny Miller, so I wouldn't be surprised if he took this job in the next few days.
You look how St Mirren have went, and I suppose with both managerless going into the new Premiership season, they both went in different routes, you could say. St Mirren with Alan Stubbs, very experienced up here in Scotland, knows the game well, and obviously Kenny Miller does as well, but not in that dugout, more on the pitch. Does it surprise you they've went with Kenny Miller rather than a more experienced manager at this stage?
No, not necessarily. It really just depends what you look for, Ronnie. St Mirren, having lost Jack Ross and all his backroom team, were looking to recruit an entire team, if you like. So Alan Stubbs has come in, he's brought Brian Rice with him, he's brought Darren Jackson with him. They do bring a wealth of experience, as you say. Darren Jackson's coached in the Premiership before. Brian Rice has coached for many years in the Premiership. So they'll come in and they will bring a wealth of experience with them. Livingston are going another way. They're going to keep, and my understanding is, they're going to keep all of David Hopkins' backroom team. They want to keep everyone, reward everyone who's brought them essentially through two divisions, from League One right through the Championship into the Premiership. So they will appoint one man. They'll appoint a head coach or a manager, depending on what title you want to give them. It looks to me at the minute as if it's going to be Kenny Miller. He'll work with a team who know the club inside out, and they'll try a different route of consolidating, if you like, because that's what Livingston and St Mirren will both want to do. If they can finish 10th next season in the Premiership, that will be success for either team.
Okay, for the final time this evening, and let's welcome on our contestant on the £5,000 Fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And our final contestant of the evening is Gary Percival, a Rangers fan from Ballot. Good evening, Gary. How are you?
Not bad, yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. A Rangers fan, then, your thoughts on Steven Gerrard's recruitment so far? A lot of new faces in at Ibrox. Your thoughts on it?
It's positive, but it's important
last year. Well, I suppose he has a case, Rogers. I mean, there are new faces in.
Yeah, well, I know exactly what you mean when you say that, because 12 months ago when Pedro Caixinha was filling the team with the Peñas and the Herreras and the Dalcios and the Alveses, then with loads of Rangers fans on saying this is going to be the start of a glorious new era, and it wasn't. So I can understand a little bit of reluctance, you know, from some Rangers fans to get down the same line. What I will say about Steven Gerrard's recruitment is it's players who know the British game more, players who know the Scottish game more. I think Rangers will be better than they were last season. When you look at the squad that Steven Gerrard's assembled, is better going to be good enough though? Because there is still that gap. Small one to Aberdeen, big one to Celtic that needs to be bridged.
Gary, in terms of your thoughts ahead of the new season, what would be a success for you in Steven Gerrard's first year in charge?
Still got to win the league.
To win the league?
Win the league or a cup.
Roger, to win the league or a cup?
Second in a cup.
Second in a cup even.
Yeah, listen, I can understand those are the ambitions for next season. Those probably should be the ambitions for Rangers supporters and for a new Rangers manager going in. Steven Gerrard will not underestimate the size of that challenge, even to win a cup, especially to win a league. I think in the short term, he knows he needs to get through these first four or five games because the fixture computer hasn't been too kind to him. Away to Aberdeen, away to Motherwell, away to Celtic within those first four games. I think if Steven Gerrard can emerge from those games even unbeaten, then it would be a little positive for him. What he can have is the kind of defeats to Celtic that Graham Murphy suffered in the second half of the season.
Okay then, Gary, let's go down to the main event. It is the £5,000 fan. We're looking to get a score of 6 to get you on the leaderboard at the moment. 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Let's try and do it as quick as we can as well. Don't want to hold up the clock. Are you ready, Gary?
Aye.
Good man, then let's go. Which English League One club has Hearts goalkeeper John McLaughlin joined?
Pass.
When which Scottish city would you find Thornybank Stadium?
Edinburgh.
Who do Iceland face tonight?
Iceland.
How many points did Morocco finish in their World Cup group?
One.
Christophe Berra started his career at which Scottish club? Which Scottish Championship club released Derek Lyle at the end of the season?
Queen of the South.
Okay, let's go through them. Roger, how do you think you did?
Yeah, not too bad, I don't think.
Not too bad at all. Okay, let's go through them then. Starting off with the first one, with which English League One club has Hearts goalkeeper John McLaughlin joined?
He's the answer: Sunderland. Jack Ross is Sunderland.
Jack Ross is certainly, you know, knowing the Scottish game well and bringing in a few recruits up there as well. Chris Maguire as well is certainly.
Ali Mosturk as well, the former Hearts captain. So yeah, a few running.
So unfortunately, he passed on that one. So not a good start. But let's move on. In which Scottish city would you find Thornybank Stadium? The answer is Roger Hanna. Fourth Bank.
I panicked there because I didn't know the answer.
Fourth Bank.
Stirling,
unfortunately, not Edinburgh. Who did Iceland face tonight? Now, are we giving him this one? Because he said Croatia. We'll give you it. Croatia, it was indeed. And a very tasty group, Roger, which could see the end of Lionel Messi's World Cup so far. If they lose to Nigeria or don't win against Nigeria.
Yeah, and it's no longer in Argentina's own hands, which is the threat for them. You know, they could actually beat Nigeria tonight and still not go through. So they have to hope that Croatia, who are already qualified, can do them a favour against Iceland.
Next one. How many points did Morocco finish on in their World Cup group? You got that one spot on, Gary. It was indeed one. Christophe Berra started his career at which Scottish club? Roger.
Hearts.
Hearts it was. And the last one you got correct. Which Scottish Championship club released Derek Lyle at the end of the season? Good finish for you, Gary, because it was indeed Queen of the South. Let's go through them then. It was a 1, 2, 3. It was a 3-4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Who can count, Roger? I certainly can't. It was a 4. Whether it was a 3 or a 4, Gary, unfortunately, it wasn't enough to get you on the leaderboard this time, but we thank you for playing. That was Gary Percival, a Rangers fan from Balloch, who scored a 3. Roger, tough times.
Well, it's difficult. We've seen that. I mean, we've been doing this right through the summer. We've only got 3 contestants who have actually managed 7 points so far, Ronnie. So it just shows you how difficult the questions can be. 30 seconds isn't a long time. When you're fired, you know, having questions fired at you, clear minds. I'm quite sure somebody else is going to get. We're going to get a fourth guy up onto 7, maybe even beyond before the competition finishes.
Very, very quickly before we go, your thoughts on the VAR system? Then we've seen it last night in all its glory in the Iran Portugal game and as well in Morocco and Spain. Your thoughts on it?
Listen, I think VAR. I'm a journalist. VAR has thrown up lots of great stories for us at this World Cup. So I have to say, I'm a fan. Had I been a Portuguese journalist last night when that penalty was given against them for the handball at the end, I might not have been such a fan. Had Iran then gone and scored with a chance immediately after the penalty, I most certainly wouldn't have been a fan at all. But listen, it's added something. It's added a bit of drama, a bit of intrigue, a bit of excitement to the World Cup. It's got people talking, and it'll be interesting to see how long before we're talking about it on Super Scoreboard when it's making big decisions in Old Firm games.
Can you imagine? Well, my thanks as always to Roger Hannah. That is it for tonight's show. For joining me, Ronnie Charters, on the £5,000 fan. The search continues tomorrow night. I will be in the chair and I'll be joined by the mushroom himself, Mr. Mark Wilson. A score of 6 is required to get you on the leaderboard. If you think you can do that, head to Clyde1.com to register. You could be on the show very soon indeed for a chance to win the money. Do not go anywhere though. Ryan Bothwick is up next with all the biggest hits. Don't go anywhere.
The Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.